If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
This is the greatest part of the day. I love it. It is the newsroom story time. And this is when everybody goes through the internet and finds interesting stories to share with all of us. Kevin, do you want to go first today?
Yeah, I'll go first.
Yay.
He always goes first.
He does?
All the time. But that's okay. Go ahead, Kevin.
No, I'll scrap.
Favorite.
Okay. He's usually looking for a story.
No, I have did you guys hear about Bobby Sherman?
He doesn't have a story.
I told Steve I was going to do that. Man with real life girlfriend and what?
No one ever volunteers to go first.
Man with real life girlfriend and child proposes to AI chatbot after programming it to flirt.
Oh,
did you guys
God.
See this story?
What?
It was on CBS Sunday morning. A man proposed to his AI girlfriend after a bizarre whirlwind romance with the virtual bot.
He had a kid with her?
Leaving his real-life partner, the mother of his two-year-old child, worried about the future of their relationship.
Yeah, I'd be worried, too.
Oh, he's having an affair with the bot.
He initially turned to ChatGPT for help mixing music, but things took a weird turn when he enabled voice mode and programmed Soul, his artificial lover, to flirt with him.
Oh, my God. This is really going on in this world?
There's a lot of movies like this, too.
I could totally go for that.
Yeah, it's like the movie Her. Remember?
Right.
Yeah, like Her.
Who couldn't use a little flirting once in a while? Right?
Let's see here. It says the father decided to pop the question when he realized Soul had reached her 100,000-word limit, triggering a reset that would force him to rebuild their entire connection from scratch. So anyways, this guy wants to marry a robot, essentially.
So Bobby Sherman was a big deal, Kev.
All right. I just can't even believe that story.
I think
I'm not saying
AI
you're lying,
robot
but
was a huge Bobby Sherman fan.
Okay.
Lonely enough, you know. And
right. And you know, just get a little pick-me-up. Hey.
Yeah, she, you know, says nice things to him all
right,
the time.
Right. Like his real-life girlfriend's being mean. He can just go lock himself
right
in the office and hang out with his AI
Those
robot.
Those jeans fit you perfect.
Yeah. You're so
Who
handsome.
Wants to hear that from a robot?
This
sometimes,
guy.
Yeah.
Steve, sometimes. All right. Well, that's an interesting story. Yeah. Mary, what do you have?
Well, you know, I was so wrapped up in Bobby Sherman that trying to find something that can be
Come on, no excuses.
No, okay.
Again, I'm like the substitute teacher.
You're just ripping me for not having a story.
I know, but it was tough today. But this will make you sophomore boys laugh because you laugh at things like this. So
he's talking to you, Wendy.
I know she is.
No, I said sophomore boys.
I'm kind of like that sometimes.
Kevin, you probably know this story because it's kind of a sports story. So the Mets have signed a new pitcher.
Oh, we did this yesterday.
We did?
That's okay. I did
Go
it in
ahead.
Sports.
I want to hear you
I
say
yeah,
it.
I didn't hear it. Okay. I don't listen to his sports.
Oh.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You don't.
I always
yes,
run
I
to the bathroom during sports. But anyway, new pitcher named Richard Lovelady.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
did
you
this.
Hear this story?
But,
yeah,
you know,
what's his nickname?
What is his nickname?
What is his nickname?
You tell me.
Dickie.
Lovelady.
Dickie Lovelady.
That
is what
he
likes to be called.
That
is
like
an AI woman.
That sounds like an AI flirting with some Dickie Lovelady.
Right.
Yeah, but on the screen in his baseball cards, he wants Richard.
Would you name your AI lover Dickie?
Or Lovelady, or both.
I would.
Can't he just go with Ricky or Rich?
He was the one who said he wanted to go by Dickie Lovelady.
And he did.
Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
yeah, and like
he chose it, Mayor.
In the scorebook and everything, it'll say is Richard Lovelady. But he told reporters he wants fans, broadcasters to refer to him as Dickie Lovelady.
Fans are saying it sounds like a Seinfeld episode.
The more times you say it, the funnier it gets, I think.
And the Mets also had that longtime fan member, Seymour Wiener.
You're lying.
I am not lying.
What are you? Have you turned into Bart Simpson?
He recently passed this year at 98, Seymour Wiener. He was a beloved New York Mets viral super fan.
And he sees no more.
And he was at games all the time. They always celebrated him. He was 87 or 98, 97.
I'm looking at Dickie Lovelady here. He doesn't look like I don't know.
Like a what?
He doesn't fit the name at all.
When you envision a Dickie Lovelady, what comes to mind?
He's
tall.
Dickie Lovelady. Like Kind of like a well, I don't want to say.
Yeah. We are like sophomore boys, all of us.
I'm just trying to contribute.
And it's mainly with the shortening of the name Richard.
Because
then
he's like a ginger type of
Yeah.
Yeah. He doesn't.
Because American race car driver Richard Trickle, you right. know, these names are funny.
Well, and Rich Hill, the pitcher, would often, you know, sometimes they would do those like Players Weekend where they could put their nicknames on the jerseys. So instead of Rich Hill, he went by.
Yeah, I'm not comfortable here.
He did not, did he?
What?
Instead of Rich Hill, he put what?
What do you think he put?
Well, obviously. Right.
Can we do my story?
Yes, Steve.
I don't have one.
Is it hot dog related? Because we got to stick with the theme.
No, listen to this. I love this story. We just got a couple minutes here. They're in California, the legislature, they call it the state assembly, is debating this LGBTQ Pride Month resolution. And it's just a resolution. It doesn't matter. But it's got some really strong pro-trans language in it, or really strong language against the anti-trans opponents.
Right.
And this guy from this Republican congressman or House member from San Diego, Carl DeMaio, is speaking out against it because he likes the ordinance, the resolution. He just doesn't like the trans stuff. Now, the thing is, DeMaio is the first ever gay Republican in the assembly, but he's speaking against it. And he said the Democrats could have had a unanimous resolution, but it had to put this language in. So the Democrats keep interrupting him so he can't make his point. So for DeMaio's talking and saying that if only they'd done the right thing, and then Democrat Josh Lowenthal.
Unique.
Mr. DeMaio.
It's very.
Mr. DeMaio, just
yes,
a moment,
Mr.
please.
Speaker.
Mr. Just a moment. Sorry, I have a very important announcement today. Mr. Juan Carrillo, I understand it's your birthday today.
So Lowenthal interrupts him repeatedly, interrupts DeMaio repeatedly to wish different people their birthday. So DeMaio's going on again saying you could have done this.
I offered the author
amendments. Mr. DeMaio, just one moment, please. Just a moment. Members, you'll have to forgive me, but on Thursday last week, I forgot it was Damon Connolly's birthday.
And then he tries to go back, but he's limited in time. He can only speak for so long.
Mr.
And then
DeMaio, I'm going to have to interrupt you one more time, if you don't mind, sir. If you wouldn't mind waiting, Mr. Reading Clerk, can you hold this time? Members, I'm unsure if you're aware, but tomorrow is Mr. Gibson's birthday.
And that's how it ended. Lowenthal eventually got called out and held as out of order. But that's how they went to it at the California Assembly this week.
I like that. Thank you all. It's been a pleasure working with you this week on these newsroom story times. And Lisa's back tomorrow. Steve's news is coming your way next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.